It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Back during World War II, there was a prisoner of war camp along the River Kwai. Men were carried there following their capture. In this camp, there were forced labor, a handful of rice a day to live on, disease, starvation, hopelessness, and death. Trapped in this situation, the prisoners forgot their humanness and became more animal than human. They became selfish, stealing from their comrades' food and belongings. After one died, the others would jump like vultures to get the dead man's meager valuables. This went on for some time. Then, one day, a man was left to die. A fellow prisoner found him and, for some unexplained reason, began to care for him. He dressed the diseased body as best he could, even shared with the man some of his food. When asked why he did it, he said he wasn't sure, except that he thought that somewhere in the Bible it said that this was what one should do. Soon his act of kindness spread around the camp. It was followed by another, and then another. Before long, the camp had been changed from a hell on earth to a camp of help and hope. Selfishness was replaced by selflessness. Greed was replaced by gratitude. And stealing was replaced by sharing. The gradual transformation came to a high climax one day. A group of men at work as a detachment had finished their day's work and were preparing to return to their quarters. When the guard counted the shovels which the men had been working with, he counted one too few. He faced the men and demanded to know who had hidden it. No one spoke. He again demanded that the one who had hidden the shovel step forward. No one moved. He then drew his gun and shouted that he would kill the whole detachment if the guilty one did not step forward. The men sensed that he meant it. Soon one soldier stepped forward, saying that he had taken the shovel. The guard beat him and kicked him. The soldier was released from the pain through death long before the guard stopped beating. It was an incident which, if it had happened just a short time before, would have ended with a whole detachment being killed. But because of the transformation of the camp by the kind deed of one man, all the others lived. We are surprised how far one kind deed will go toward healing the wounds of sickness, both physical and spiritual. Our Creator made us to respond to love with love. It is something that our society could use at this time, this expression of love. How powerful is the power of love? Well, when they returned to the camp, the guard counted the shovels again. There were none missing. He had miscounted before. The man had not taken the shovel. He had lied for love. And still somebody says the Galilean's way is out of date.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.